I want to read a few verses here. The first one is in Psalm 23. A few verses, let's read. Psalm 23. Now I want to give you three things, at least three or six things to write down right now. I want you to understand the concept of prophetic words. Prophetic words. Words that give you revelation of how the future is going to come out. Come on now, listen. Prophetic words. Say prophetic word.
Prophetic.
Write that down. And then those are words that give you insight on what is about to happen in the future that can't be changed. The second thing is proceeding words. Proceeding words. You know, Matthew 4:4 said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. In other words, not only do you need to have a prophetic word, but you need to have the word proceeding in your life.
Yes,
proceeding means it's constantly roaring. It's constantly rolling, all right? But there's another one that we're not, maybe not fully acquainted with. The word sperm. They talk about having a sperm bank.
Yes, sir.
Where there's a sperm put in that could be connected and produce a child.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually, birthing spiritually. What I said? Birthing spiritually. Now, as Christian, that's what we should be doing. We should be birthing spiritually things that we could not do naturally.
Yes.
See, when you're born of God's spirit, you're in another realm. You're in another, watch this statement now. I want you to catch it. You're in another range of life. R-A-N-G-E. You're in another range. You can reach further when you're a child of God, because what's naturally happening cannot control you. The spirit of creation is in you. And so you can burst things. So not only a prophetic word, I want you to know, because when you're dealing with something, God will give you a prophetic word. He'll give you a preceding word to take you through the whole procedure. Then there's what you call spermatic word. Spermatic, words with a sperm in it.
Yes,
see, when you speak the word of God, you're speaking words with a sperm in it.
Yes,
that can connect with whatever you're speaking about and cause birth.
Yes. Yes,
you got it?
Yes,
so when you're dealing with something, when you're studying the word of God, or when you're listening to your man or woman of God, when you're in church, you can expect to get a prophetic word. You can get a preceding word, or you can get a spermatic word. Now, in teaching on communion, communion is covenant. Communion is a divine partnership taking place that can't be stopped.
Yes, sir.
When you come to this table, you're in divine partnership with God, so your healing cannot be stopped. Your prosperity cannot be stopped. Your longevity of living cannot be stopped, because you're in partnership with someone who making it happen for you. Okay. We have to come to the communion table with a greater understanding of why we're doing this. Or what is this? What is this bread? What is this wine? We have to have a clear understanding that we can get the divine results from it every time. Are you listening to me? You looking for something else, or are you listening to me? All right, now. Christ, get this down. Christ, the cross, and the communion table, and the covenant, and the Christian are all interrelated. Can you say that again, Pastor? I don't know. Christ, the cross, the communion table, the covenant, that's five things, and Christian are interrelated. In other words, they on the same stage. They have the capability of living the same life. Okay. Your conscience cannot be taken care of without blood. The sprinkling of blood on your conscience is the only thing that can keep your conscience connected with your spirit. I'll talk about that later. In Psalm 23, the Holy Spirit is revealing to me that Psalm 23, they used to try to use it for funeral. Psalm 23 is prophetic of the communion table. It's prophetic of the provision that the good shepherd has provided for us through the giving of his life. Prophetic means saying it ahead of time. But what David wrote, now listen to me very carefully. What David wrote prophetically in the 23rd Psalm, Jesus spoke prophetically in John 10. So that's Mark, so you can read it sometime. John 10. John 10 go to talk about the good shepherd. It go to talk about the door, the sheep hearing his voice. But I'm going to read some verses here, one or two verses here that will, in Psalm 23, this one verse the Lord dealt with me about when he talked about, he said, when you're talking about my table, my communion table,
yes, sir.
You're talking about the Lord's table.
Yes, sir.
The problem is, because of a lack of understanding,
yes,
most Christians eating from the crumb table,
yes,
not the covenant table.
Yes,
the Bible talks about a table of crumb more than one time, eating from the rich man table. We'll look at that in a few minutes. But now I want, since I said to you it's prophetic and that it was speaking about a future table, look with me now at verse 5 in Psalm 23. That got to be that table. Got to be it. God prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You see it? Thou anoint my head with all.
Yes, sir.
Then he said, what is it? That's the provision that the cross provided for us. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. This table that is prepared before you in the presence of your enemy is you've had a born again experience. And the enemy couldn't stop it.
Yes,
and now you have a divine right to sit at this special table.
Yes, sir.
At that table, you're covered by an anointing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That destroy yokes.
Yes, sir.
And remove burdens. At that table, my cup runs over, you the head and never will be the tail. You cannot sit to this table. Matter of fact, bring it out. I need them looking at it when I'm talking about it. You cannot sit at this table and partake of this table and understand what it means and be a loser. All of your sins and mistakes,
yes,
and shortcomings,
yes,
is covered at this table. If I mess up, the blood cleansed me so fast that Satan can't see it. Satan cannot collect on my mistake as long as I understand this table. So he prepared the table. I'm saying to you, that's prophetically speaking about this table we're about to go for. That the bread and the blood. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. The enemy cannot handle this table. This table represents the crucifixion. Or let's go back. The life of Jesus. The crucifixion. The resurrection. Instruction. The ascension. His seated position. And he coming back. We ain't got no worry about it. We ain't got nothing to worry about. He said, when this mess get too messy, he gonna get us out of here. See, that's what this table. This table don't just cover it up, son. The table, what the cover? Put the cover back on top of it. The table, because I'm preaching a while. The table cuts Colonel Shakar. You will be a different individual when you take that bread today. Some of y'all drink today and get drunk.
Yes,
in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
You look at somebody and say, you know I don't have a problem.
Yes, sir.
See, drunk people don't have a problem. Drunk people don't have no problem.
Not at all. Not at all.
Drunk people say, well, what you worried about?
Yes,
and so this table supposed to make you drunk.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Now, here's another voice. Now, mark those voices. Go with me. Go with me, because I'm going into Revelation, all right? John chapter 10 now. John chapter 10. Now, if you read John chapter 10, you'll see the good shepherd in action. The 23rd Psalm talk about the Lord is my shepherd. First verse, I shall not want. There it is right here. This table, you listen to me? This table is designed for you not to want. But you got to understand it. You got, because if you don't get a revelation, your faith is not able to appropriate. See, if your faith is not able to appropriate, it can't come no other way. You can't academically, mentally understand this table. Your faith has to appropriate this table. Let me say it another way. Your faith has to be schooled enough to appreciate, appropriate what have been provided for you through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ that is alive on this table. This wine and this bread is not dead substance, because Jesus said, I'm the living bread. You at John 10? You ought to be there by now. Look at the 11th voice. What the 11th voice says? What? Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd. That should not wantness is He provided for us through his death, burial, and resurrection to lay claim on everything the Father said we are. So the reason you should be living in a zone of no want is because the shepherd have paid for all your wants. And your faith should be able to receive what's already yours. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Listen to what I'm about to say now. And there is not an enemy big enough in the world or in a demonic zone to stop you.
Amen.
You have authority and dominion. Listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Under the blood.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. I receive
it. When you, listen to me, you never heard this before. When you put the blood in the name of Jesus and speak by faith, it always causes an explosion. You see, listen to them, tell you something. You've been using the name of Jesus, but you didn't put the blood in it. Now the Spirit of God is teaching you by the power of the blood in the name of Jesus. Say it, by the power. Woo! By the power of the blood in the name of Jesus. I'll say this way, it's going to come out. By the power of the blood in the name of Jesus and the scripture he has revealed to me. That's a threefold combination. I have the blood, I have the name, and I have a revelation. Did you say glory? Who said that? Glory. 10 and 11 now. Look at it. Come on. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He giveth a life exchange. He was exchanging his life for your life to give you his life. I'm dying so you can live like me. What did I meet in the 3 years I ministered? I didn't have them. That's what Jesus asked me. What did I meet in the 3 years of my ministry after I was filled with the Holy Ghost? I didn't have them. Absolutely nothing. Even death. I met death and whooped death. I never was sick. I never was broke. Jesus talking to you. I died for you to have the same life. Not only that, I want you to look at another verse to lock into this. Look at verse 17 of the 10th chapter of John. Therefore does my Father love me because what? For what? That I might take it again. I prophesy over you this morning. Everything the devil has stolen for you this morning, you're going to take it back. Every disappointment you had in your life, every way the devil has tried to hold you back, in the name of Jesus, I declare an anointing coming upon you, and you coming into a boldness and confidence and access. You're going to take back. Take it by force. In the name of Jesus, full of the blood, by the word of God, I take it back. In the name of Jesus, full of the blood, with a revelation out of the word, I take it back. No. In the name of Jesus, full of the blood. See, we're putting the blood in the name. We're putting the blood in the name now. You've been using the name, but now to enhance and advance your faith, you're going to realize when I say the name of Jesus, it got blood in it. Got a prophetic word in it. Got a proceeding word in it. It got a spermatic word in it when I speak it. Can I tell you something? I will come back. Can I tell you something? The Spirit just told me to tell you. You not just a clamor, but you are a framer. See, you don't just clam the word, you take the word and fram something. Look at Hebrews 11:3, thank you. You see, come on now, class. You're not just a clamor, but you're a framer. You design your life how you want it to be. You got to design your life. God said, I can't design it. I'll give you the stuff to do it. I'll help if you do it. But I want you to look at things that are not calling them. Whatever you don't have in your life you know you're supposed to have in it, call it. See, the world was not framed by things that do appear. Now, why you don't have Hebrews 11:3 on the board? Who back up in there? Do what I say. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Get your hand on my little book. What is the name of it? That's the name of the book? What name? Yeah. Read that book over and over again. That's one of my first revelations of insight of how to build a Christian life. Through faith, we understand. Through faith, we understand. Through faith. You can't, women, you can't understand this without faith. Whole lot of things you don't understand. See, because the physical presentation sometimes tell us it ain't working. But faith caught it alive and continued bringing the truth to set you free. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. See, you have to frame your life with the word of God. Yes, not just clam it, frame it. Yes, now, you may be seated. I want to read these two verses together now, and then we're going to go to work. Yes, in John 10, verse 17 and 18, therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh this from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. The mysteries and the miracles that are sitting on the communion table. This table is mysteries and miracles that belong to you. Thou prepared a table in the presence of my enemy. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Therefore I say the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. That's what this table is saying. When you have a revelation of the mystery of the communion table, you gain command and disarm every opposition. When you have a revelation of the communion table and what I'm giving to you right now, all six voices in the 23rd Psalm come out of the prophetic into the right now. The reason we couldn't live this psalm, we didn't know that this psalm is lived through this table. When you see it's prophetic, David wasn't talking about just that moment. David was seeing another shepherd. Even though I'm a shepherd, but he was seeing a supernatural shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Say it.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Now listen, let me say it. And I, what? What? Now the reality of that is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian. I'm in covenant with God. And I come to this table. Nobody else can come to this table with me because I'm a Christian. No other organization can come to this table and claim nothing. This table bespeaks the covenant relationship, the covenant partnership, the covenant fellowship that I have with God.
Amen.
Can I get an amen here?
Amen.
Listen to it, because listen to it. Your life is being changed. Listen to it. This ain't no play deal. This ain't no formality. This is a reminder.
Yes, sir.
As often as you drink this cup,
yes, sir,
do it in remembrance of all I've done for you.
Yes,
and go and call it in existence.
Yes,
I died for you to be well.
Yes,
I died for you to live long.
Yes,
and I died for you to be prosperous.
Yes,
and I resurrected to confirm it. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection. This table, Glenn, is a resurrection reminder that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. You see, oh my. Listen, you listening? This table does not only represent life. Listen very carefully. For it to really represent life, something else got to go along with it. L-I-G-H-T. L-I-G-H-T. You got to have light for life. Life cannot be lived without light. The words that I speak to you, John 6:63, they are spirit and their life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Light mean revelation. Light mean illumination. Light means seeing behind the curtain. Light mean stepping into the inner court, into the holy of holies. They say when Jesus was dying on the cross, an unseen hand ripped the curtain in pieces. You go into the inner court. Stop standing on the porch. So glad I got religion. No, come on inside. Let your religion become a revelation. Let your life become a real testimony that what Jesus did is real. He'll back you up. You back here. You back here. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of mysteries and miracles. What I say?
The kingdom of God.
Having a clear understanding of these mysteries will release the miracle working power of God in your life. This, my sisters and brothers, is a miracle table. All miracles, blind eyes opening, dead being risen, et cetera, come from this table. It has been, oh Lord, it has been a common table too long. It had been just a communion. What is he communicating from this table? If it's a communion, what do this table communicate to you? I've done my duty? No. It's fresh life. It's fresh fellowship with the Holy Ghost. It will introduce you to a part of life you never lived before. There's more. I know you've been in church. I know you got your Bible marked. There's more, children. My job is to tell you there's more. My job is to tantalize you till you understand there's more. To get you out of the routine and the rut and let you find a new highway, a new joy, a new peace, a new manifestation, a new demonstration in life. A fresh. Not the same old, same old. I remember he said, he touched me. It made me whole. He touched me. I need to be touched. I don't need to be touched by no preacher. I need to be touched by the Lord. He touched me and made me whole. I sing because I'm happy. I know something beyond what I see. I need to tell you this. I need to tell you this. I don't like to baby fire, but I need to tell you. And it's going to bless somebody. You have to always remember this. You special. Anybody in Christ going, they're special. You special. You got special privileges. You understand? You have special privileges that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Once you get the knowledge, baby, you gone. It's my job to feed you. You say, feed my sheep. Feed my lamb. Once you understand these type of revelation, that this table represents Christ, the cross, the crucifixion, the resurrection, the ascension, the seated position, is done. It's a done deal. When you come to the realization that everything good in your life, being good in your life, is a done deal. The good shepherd came to give you a good life. Anybody under conviction here yet? Anybody hearing what the Spirit of God is saying to you? Because whether you know it or not, you're shifting in the Spirit. This table going to mean more. And then if you desire and you got it right, take it every day. You dealing with something? I told the lady, I said, I want you to take communion. I want you to anoint yourself with oil. And I want you to take that handkerchief that I give you and put in the bed with you. That's three things. Swing at that enemy every way we can. Now, when this bread and this wine is taken this morning, it's going in there like Moses' rod. It's going in there to eat up everything that is against the will of God. This communion to you will be a rod this morning. It will be Moses' rod. And there's a rod that's coming out the stem of Jesse. That's Jesus. That rod will go down in you this morning and eat cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. Every disease will know this morning by revelation something coming to get you out. Say it, it's alive. Communion is alive. Because Jesus said so. Every shortage in your finances will be ate up by the rod of communion today. Hey. You see, my job is to get you beyond your traditional barricade. There are traditional barricades that just won't let us go unless we tear them down. So the Bible says, pulling down stronghold. It's been a stronghold. A Christian can't get healed. A Christian can't get blessed. A Christian can't be comfortable. It's an invisible barricade that the enemy have set up through religion and tradition to jumping and shouting and hollering, but not able to use the sword. A two-edged sword. See. So the table is sacred. Somebody had to die for this table to make it possible. And he says, as often as you eat this bread, do it in remembrance of me. What do you want me to remember? What do you want me to remember? Here's what he wants you to remember. I got this. Don't you be trying to handle this by yourself. I want to remind you, I already got this for you. See, faith is not fake. Faith produces. But a lot of time what the enemy is trying to do is give us fake for faith. We're not getting no result. We're speaking words, but our life is not changing. That's fake. Faith changes things. But to operate in faith, I'm going to say it, Lord, how much? You're going to have a real revelation and a real leader. A leader tied who got some results in his life and what he's preaching about. You understand? You understand? All right, I received as a fire and twilight. You can't keep doing this now. Fire and twilight. Keep doing this and not be blessed. He do it all the time. People say he get on his knee. Why he get on his knee? Is that your business? Maybe your finances. Look at your finances. Maybe you need to be on your knee. Turn to Luke chapter 16. I'm going to make a statement. Maybe the Lord trying to show you a format. Amen. Oh my God. Nobody don't get up here and think I want some money. I got plenty of money. I'm just trying to get you out. Hello, sir. As I was saying, a word to the wise is sufficient. Now, let's figure out what table you've been eating from. Have you been eating from the table of abundance? Or have you been eating from the table of crumb? Now you say, how I find out? Just look at your life. I've been in church too doggone long for my life to still be in the same condition. I love the Lord too. Look at that. Really, genuinely, I love the Lord too much for this. But you loving the Lord is not going to get it. You have to understand how much the Lord loves you. Touch yourself and say, he loved me. And partner, when you understand that, you see, it's not about you just loving God. It's about you. You can't really love him until you understand how much he loves you. Now, I can tell you right now, you look this way. Your life is changing in this present moment. You know why? The Holy Spirit also, not only do the communion table bring in remembrance. Oh, hallelujah, I'm preaching now. Not only the communion table bring in remembrance, but the Holy Spirit will bring whatever it takes out of this service and my ministry this morning, will bring it to your remembrance and stir it up in you and take you to another level. I trust the Holy Ghost. So decide whether you're going to eat from the communion table or a crumb table. You're going to eat from the covenant table or a crumb table. Now, let me make a statement. Wow, that time flying to me. Let me make a statement. I want you to know, saints, I'm in another dimension of preaching. Yes, sir. We're going deeper, so that's why the enemy got to come up with these false words, trying to change things. That ain't going to happen yet. So if you stand up, make sure the Lord talking. Because it's going to be me, you, the Lord, and Satan talking at the same time. So I'm not going to let you disturb these people and take them in a wrong route with your spiritual self. Now, if the Lord says something to you, Hazel, she ministered accurate when she in the spirit. She accurate. Interpretation accurate. I mean, all verbatim, somebody spoke in tongue. Here's the interpreter. I had the verbatim word. That just don't happen. And then she says something, and I got the same word? That's the Holy Ghost, man. That's the Holy Ghost. Get as much of this down before we read a voice. It's so important. You must understand the mysteries and miracle release at the table of communion. And stop eating the crumbs from the world table. Eating from the wrong table or communion covenant table versus the crumb table. You in 16th chapter?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Verse 21. Now you remember what Psalm 23, what it was, verse 5? No, what was verse 5 or verse 4?
Verse
5. Go back there and read it. Go back there and we'll come back to this. And I'm just about to close. Amen?
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, I do this. Oh, Lord. Y'all will be on your toes. Because that's the way you've been trained, you see. How you've been trained. That's good within itself. But yet, I need some information. I'm aiming to make a transformation. I'm looking for a transfiguration in my life. I didn't come to church in all this cold weather just to shout, clap my hand, and sing a few songs. I got to go back loaded. He prepares a table before me in the presence of everything that's trying to come against me.
Yes,
he anoint,
yes, sir,
my head with oil so I can handle what he provided for me.
Yes,
and as I function in the anointing, guess what happened next? My cup. And nobody can stop it. Because I'm connected to Christ. I'm connected to the covenant,
yes,
and I'm connected to the kingdom.
Yes,
I'm a blessing,
yes,
going somewhere.
Yes,
for two tables I set before you. The table where the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes, sir.
I should not want. He's making me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, do I walk through the valley and shadow of death? I will feel no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comforts me. And he prepares a table before me in the presence of my anointing, my head, my cup running surely and mercy. But how long? At that table. David was prophesying about this table. Then the 10th chapter of John, Jesus prophesied about it again. Now, it's no longer prophetic to us. We're living in the fulfillment of the prophecy. He already have died. All right? Now, here's the enemy table. Here, why is some of y'all life so crummy? You got to accept Christ. You got to not forsake yourself as assembling with your brothers and sisters. And you got to honor and respect your leader. Because if you don't, when the word, your word come out their mouth, you're going to be so tired of what you said about them. You can't receive it. You can't believe it. We're not going to let that happen. Do this. We're not going to let that happen. I'm leaving here with an anointed word. I'm leaving here with an anointed mind. I'm leaving here with an anointed determination. That all yokes are destroyed in my life, and all burden are removed by the blood of Jesus. There's no demon can stand up to the blood of Jesus. Somebody say it was a Good Friday. Oh, have mercy. That everything was paid for. Just like every temptation and every opposition think that it has you. But they don't know you live with a third day. Who I'm talking up in here? They don't recognize that a third day is in your life. No matter how Satan put his hand on you, there's a third day in your life. There's a getting up time. No matter if it's sickness or disease, poverty, lack, confusion in your family, remember you live with a third day. 3 days, God can get you out of anything. Because you got resurrection power on the inside of me. Say it. I have resurrection power on the inside of me. Nothing and no one can keep me down. I rise up in my resurrection power. I rise up declaring the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Free,
free,
free at last.
Free at last.
I got the blood. I got the name of Jesus.
I got the sword of the
Spirit.
Woo,
I got the hammer of salvation.
I got the breastplate of
righteousness. I got the girdle of truth on. My feet is shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I have the shield of faith in my hand. Quench all the fiery dark. And I have the
sword
of the Spirit.
I'm
going to cut my way out of this thing. Oh, y'all, sit down. Sit down. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are people full of joy. We're full of peace. We full of happiness. No matter what's going on around us, but it's what's on the inside of us. I'm coming out of this thing. I'm telling you right now, look at me. I'm telling you right now, whatever you in that's hindering your life, thus saith the Lord, you coming out. Because an anointing been rested on you. A power's moving on you. Sit down, let me read them because I watch them boys. See that? You see them boys there? Watch them. They'll hold up. They'll go to playing, you see. Hold up. I gotta read this. Hold up. Luke 16:21 now. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Look at me. Listen to what I'm saying. The Holy Ghost just impresses my heart. It's very important. Somebody about to get a breakthrough now. Holy Ghost just told me something. I looked at the scripture. You are not the beggar. Wait a minute. Give me another part of it. You are the blessed. You do not have to beg. You break through. Say it. I'm not the beggar.
I'm the blessed one.
I break through to what is rightfully mine. got to read his voice. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the world table, you see, the rich man table. I'll say some Zopasino. I'll say something this morning. The dog licking is over in your life. You understand what I'm saying? The dog licking is over in your life because you're not at that crumb table no more. John did say, behold, here cometh the dog of God. Yeah, I know it's shocking. No, what did he say? Behold, come what? The Lamb of God. The Lamb of God. So don't you let the dog lick no more.
Amen.
The dog lick is the world defeating you. The dog lick is like having a dog chain and a collar around your neck tied up to a steel post. You can't go no further. Every time you run, you get to the end of that chain. You ever saw a dog running and he thought he would lose Roy? You saw that? And he get to the, bam, that chain, knock him down. That's the way some of our life been. We thought we were free. We got a scripture. You say, oh, I got it now. Bam, the chain, grab you again. The chain is broken. You are not designed to eat dog food. I know it's kind of drastic, but I'm getting it over. Every time it looks like you lose it, that's dog food. Get up from there. Stand up. Straighten yourself out. Declare. Show you one more thing. Let me go. I didn't get full. But we're not coming to the crumb table. This table is still alive. The life of God, the life of Christ, the life of the Holy Spirit, the life of the Word, the life of the kingdom is in this table. Nothing and nobody can block you anymore. You have to know, as I align myself with the Holy Spirit, my calling and my commission, when I say something, it's God talking to you. And he just said you will not be blocked anymore. He says, he builds a hedge all around me. You ever heard that old song? The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I'm going to just slap want all upside the head with that. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You don't say it enough. You talk about your wants too much. You're turning to be a beggar from your own head. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
This table is to remind me.
Come on.
Oh. Look in Luke 22, 30 right quick. I'll make a statement. The communion table is a kingdom table.
Yes, sir.
It's kingdom, you hear me, son? It's kingdom business in transaction. It is a business that satanic forces can't stop. Everything this table represents already paid for. You are bought with a price. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. I know it was the blood. I leave this service. Oh my goodness. I leave, you listening? Young lady, you listening? I leave this service with blood consciousness. I'm conscious of what the blood has done for me, and I will not accept it, nothing less. I decree. I declare how I'm going to live. By your word are you condemned. By your word you're justified. Death and life. May my tongue be as a pen of a ready writer. We're about to come to this table. Somebody about to fall out. The reality of Christ leaving himself here for us to eat. Left himself here for us to drink. To remind us, I have taken care of everything you need in your life. Everything messing with you now is only a temporary delay. There's always divine deliverance on the way. You can't keep a real child of God down. You push them down here, they come back up over here. I'm redeemed. The communion table is the kingdom table. Let's look at it. And then we'll close. And then we'll pick up next communion. Communion table is a kingdom table. It's a miracle table. It's a mystery table. It's a super. Finish it. It's a super. It's a super. What? Luke 22:30 says, look at the 29th verse. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And sit on a throne judging the 12 tribes of Israel. You have a divine right to judge every opposition. Things that are against you, you bring it before the judgment seat of Christ. You know you don't supposed to be here. You know I'm delivered from the power of darkness, and I'm translated in the kingdom of God, dear son. You know you have no right to come in this light. Christians so long, I close with this. Christians so long, my brothers and sisters, have been living under their means. It's such a divine sentence that God had put on us. And you are so powerful, children. You are so powerful. God has so much more he want to do with you and for you. Many lives have been extended here this morning. Satan had a cutting off point, but he should have never let you heard what you heard this morning. I live and not die, and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. You don't have to beg for healing. Help belong to you.
Amen.
You don't have to beg for money. Money belong to you.
Money belongs.
Say money belong to me. Help belong to me. Long life belong to me. Joy belong to me. Happiness belong to me. Freedom belong to me. What? I receive. It's $300. I receive. How many got blessed this morning? Are you really blessed? Yeah. So now I want you to know the significance of what we're about to do in a few moments. This is not a crumb table. It's not a beggar table. This table declare that I'm already delivered. And when I take it, it reinforces in the spirit what is rightfully mine by covenant. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
See, we're not going to take it traditionally this morning. You know, you're coming, strut and take your little communion. No, 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 no. Something changes. Some disease going to be ate up in my body. High blood pressure going to be regulated by the Holy Ghost. You don't get enough today, take some tomorrow. Set it up. Be honest before God. Say, God, I know what this is. I need to take it a little often right now. We take it once a month. The Catholic Church take it every Sunday. They do. I was a Catholic boy. We every Sunday. I don't know if they got the revelation, but they're taking it every Sunday. Stand up, everybody. Hold on to your chair. If there's someone here who have